you don't mind parking further away, your knees have a different opinion. Time to call Joint Relief Institute. Fast, safe, FDA approved, covered by Medicare, 708-888-0000. Jill Sayer is Assistant Director of Community Partnerships at PAWS Chicago. How are you today, Jill?
I'm doing well. How are you, Lisa?
Wonderful beach party last week. That was so much fun.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for being there.
Oh, I loved every minute of it. So PAWS has 60 adoptable pets, from dogs and cats to kittens and puppies, and they're all going to be available for a meet and greet this weekend in Roscoe Village. Give me the details.
Yes, so this weekend is PAWS Chicago's Angels with Tails Roscoe Village adoption event. From noon to 4 p.m., PAWS and 8 of our local rescue partners will be bringing animals, over 60 animals, as you mentioned, to 32 storefronts and the sidewalks between Damon and Western Avenue to just promote pet adoption, get these furry friends into loving homes, and get people interested in what PAWS is doing.
Geez, even getting 32 storefronts in one area to agree on anything is a pretty big undertaking, and you got all of them agreeing to host a dog or a cat right there in front of their shop.
Yes. I mean, how can you say no to having a cute
right.
dog or some cute kittens inside your store, and you're just doing a good thing for your neighbor PAWS or one of our rescue partners?
Yeah. So this type of event, Angels with Tails, is what launched PAWS in 1998 with Paula and Alexis Fazayas, and that was originally done in the Gold Coast, and you did do one of those events earlier this year. Is this the first time that Roscoe Village has ever welcomed PAWS?
This is not the first time. So we have been in Roscoe Village for the last 13 years,
wow.
which is amazing. We love them for having us and hosting us every year. So we have events in the Gold Coast, in Roscoe Village, and then we head out to the suburbs next month to Barrington. And in September, we will be in Winnetka with Angels with Tails.
Hey, and tell everybody about the rescue ranch out in the western suburbs. The grand opening, or maybe the ribbon cutting, was on Sunday?
Yes, we had our groundbreaking ceremony at the Rescue Ranch out in Hawthorne Woods this past weekend. It's going to be a transformative adoption center, medical center, community space for humane education, and a new volunteer hub for PAWS. We are so excited. Keep up with us. We are hoping to be open in 2027. But it'll just be what we're already doing here at PAWS in the Adoption Center and Medical Center on a huge scale. So we're
yeah.
very excited.
And in Hawthorne Woods, is that's in the Barrington area, right?
Yes, it is near Barrington. It's a northern suburb, so PAWS is coming up north. We are hoping that we can, make some new connections up in those northern suburbs, especially for large dogs and cats who are struggling in the city to be adopted. We're hoping that the northern suburbs will be a haven for them.
Yeah, it is tough if you live in the city, on the 18th or 20th floor to have a 100-pound dog. And people in suburbs have yards and plenty of room, so that's the perfect location. So how many dogs and cats pass through PAWS Chicago's medical center every year?
So we serve about 22,000 animals through our medical center every year. 5,000 of those are through our adoption program. We're adopting out all those animals, and the rest are just through our community clinic that's open to those who need it. We are offering free and low-cost services to get folks spay and neuters for their pets, vaccines, microchips, all those essential services we are happy to provide so that pets can stay with the families who love them.
That's wonderful. Okay, so this Sunday in Roscoe Village during the Angels with Tails, that is what you're mm-hmm. calling it, right? Is it Angels with Tails?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Any wiener dogs? Because I've got a colleague here that's got home for a wiener dog.
There might be. You'll just have to come out and see, Lisa.
I'm going to send Marlene out. She was talking about it today in the hall, and I thought, I think I know people who might have access. And I love that you've involved other shelters and humane organizations, but I'll tell you what, I can't speak highly enough about PAWS. They're Chicago's largest no-kill humane organization, and they've got 8 other rescue groups coming out with them on Sunday. So all the details at pawschicago.org?
Yes. Visit us at pawschicago.org for more information about Angels with Tails Roscoe Village, presented by our friends at Mariano's.
And can I just put in a pitch for volunteers? Because I think sometimes when people think you're going to give time to an organization that you have to have a certain skill set or you have to be a certain age. But I know you've got dog walkers and volunteers over there that are 80 or have surpassed 80. So it's really available for everyone, right?
Yes, absolutely. Our volunteer program is extremely flexible. We have volunteer needs at our adoption center, our medical center, at our business office, and then even remotely. So if you have time that you want to contribute to PawChicago, we would love to have you. And you can learn more about our volunteer program at pawchicago.org as well.
Awesome. Great to talk to you, Jill. Keep up the good work.
Thanks so much, Lisa.
That's this weekend, Sunday afternoon, in Roscoe Village. All the storefronts will be featuring an animal, which is kind of fun. Dog, cat, puppy, kitten, one of those.